Caitlin McAllister, the head girls basketball coach with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, joining us here as we take a look at the 2020-2021 season. The Crusaders finishing up 7-10 overall, 5-9 in the Rolling Valley Conference. And coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you.
Yes, it's good to talk to you, too. It's been a little while.
It has been, Coach. You guys had a nice run this season. I know some people are going to go 7-10, but, you know, we talked to late in the season. You guys lost four games this year due to either COVID or weather issues, and not on your guys' end, but, you know, one of those things where all four of those were winnable games, maybe could have kind of flipped that record completely around for you.
Yeah, and that's what I keep telling myself, that I need to stop looking at it that way. But it is a big deal that could have put us at 11-10 or 10-10. And it really says a lot about how the girls want to change the program. So I wish we would have been able to do that. I think it would have been a nice motivation for those girls. But I also think it's going to be an even bigger motivator for the junior going to be senior class for next season. So I think they can see that hard work does pay off. It isn't the record that we wanted this year, but it is definitely an improvement.
And I think a lot of people, though, that watch this program as it's continued to grow, there was a lot of steps forward this year.
Yeah, definitely. I just wrote down, I kind of looked at the comparisons from the last 10 years, and even just from Alea's freshman year to this year, her senior year, and she just, we've grown in every aspect of the game. I don't think in the last 4 years, I don't think there was maybe 3-point makes, but other than that, we've improved in every statistic. And I think it just also goes that the girls are a lot more knowledgeable than what they used to be. They understand what we're telling them. I'm able to give them more. We're able to draw up a play or tell them to change something at halftime, and they go out and are able to do that. So I think that's kind of been the big thing, that they want to get better. They want to learn more, and definitely showing in the game. So it's fun to see those statistics increase, but it's also fun to see that they understand basketball and understand what we're trying to get at.
What areas did you see this team grow just this season the most?
I would say the biggest was offensive. The previous 2 years, we haven't been a big offensive threat, but this year I think we had a lot more options. We ran a lot more, or we ran several offenses. We were able to throw new things in. We were a threat, like, on the offensive boards. And so I just think that made a big difference. That was some of our biggest. Our rebounds was definitely one of our bigger areas this year. We were one of the top in the conference. We had, like, Breely Clayburg as a freshman. She was one of the top eight in our conference for rebounders. And I think most of those girls above her are seniors. So that shows that she's going to be a really big force to reckon with. I mean, Alea had 106 rebounds. Miranda Garcia was just under 100 rebounds. So I think that says a lot. It gives us more second chances. It gives them less chance to score for that second chance shot. So I think that's kind of what defined us this year, was those rebounds and then being able to score.
You guys got that big win against Earlham to kind of start the season. How much did that help in the confidence way?
That definitely helped. That was one of those, I think last year we were up by, 8 or 9 going into fourth quarter and end up losing. And there were several games last year that happened to us, and we won most of those games this year on those 50-50. We should have won last year, didn't win. That happened with Earlham, Grandview Christian, Boyer Valley, Arweva. So that was just kind of a confidence of, we can do this, we can hold the lead, and getting that. This year specifically, I think they just improved on the ability of being able to win. So we were in a lot of positions last year to be able to win, but we couldn't quite get there. And this year we were able to kind of pull it through on some of those close games that we needed to. So I'm hoping next year it just continues to get better in that area.
You hate to point to a game early in the season as maybe being the best, but I think that second game against Xyro Corn-Kibble ended up falling 54-46. You'll look at the season the Spartans went on to have. You guys were right there with them. That one of the better performances do you think you guys had, or do you think you had some later in the season that were even better than that?
That was a really good game. We did a lot of things that we were supposed to. I think the big thing we talked about, they don't have a lot of numbers, so we talked about getting some of their very talented girls in foul trouble, so like the M. Garten girl and the older Grubbs girl, and that's exactly what we did. So that was one of that's one of the best times we executed of taking it into them and being aggressive that way. But I think probably our best game this season was Grandview Christian. That was just last year we went to Grandview Christian, and it just was not a pretty game. We had a lot of turnovers, and this year when we played them, we have 10 different goals that we try to achieve in each game, and we were able to achieve 9 of 10 of those, and the only one we didn't achieve was a 5 or 10 second call. So I would say that was probably our best game. It was just, well, we got a little nervous third quarter, but I think they just played well the entire game, and they worked well as a team. So that was probably one of our better games. But the Exira game at the beginning of the year was a good confidence booster, because we knew we had 3 tough conference games in a row.
Coach, how did you feel like your defense grew this year, and what do you think the strength of the defense was?
Last 2 years we played man-to-man. This year we played mainly 2-3, threw a little bit of man-to-man in there, and I just think our defense looked really good. We need to keep working on teams hitting threes against us. We always say it's the curse of Coon Rapids Bayard, that if they're going to have a good three-point shooting game, it's going to be against us. So I think communication-wise, we improved a lot, but we still struggled for taking away the three. I think we took away a lot of inside game for a lot of teams that played against us, just because Braley, we have our bottom zone averages about 5'10". So you have Braley, Alea, Jeff Evans, and Miranda Garcia down there. So you got some tall girls that are hard to play against. And Maya Leedy is just such a good communicator. I think it just really picked up our defensive level, and we're able to kind of limit some of those scoring inside, just to help, or that helped us a lot this year.
Coach, you guys entered the holiday break at 4-3. Had to be feeling really good at that point of the season.
Yeah, the girls were really excited. They were, we were talking, this is probably a while since we've been above 500 going into Christmas. And so we came out and we knew we were going to have 2 tough conference games, and we ended up falling to both of those. But I think it just said a lot about our girls that they came. We played Exira, Peyton, Sherdan, and Cam 3 in a row, and they were able to end the 2020 with those 3 wins in the conference, which I think that just showed that they're more resilient than they used to be, that they aren't going to give up. They put their head back up, and they're ready to go. So, and that's kind of what happened when we lost those 2 right after Christmas break, too.
And you guys then, you mentioned, had 2 kind of interesting conference games coming up out of the break. Glidden Ralston, Woodbine ended up falling in both of them tight games. But then you ran into that stretch where you just didn't have a bunch of games, some getting canceled, some getting postponed. You tried to reschedule some, but with this crazy season, it was hard to work out. If you could have gotten maybe one more win out of those first 2 games, how much do you think that helps this team?
I think that would have made a big difference. We played Cam close to, there was like the Glidden game, I wish we would have gotten that one, and same with Woodbine. But all 3 of those games, Cam, Woodbine, and Glidden, we just had a really bad first quarter, and I constantly tell them we have to play 4 good quarters in order to win games. And the 3 quarters, yeah, we won the 3 quarters and the other, or in all 3 of those games, I think, but that first quarter was so much of a deficit that we just couldn't come back. And so I think if we could have gotten one of those and played all 4 quarters well, it would have made a big difference for that confidence against Peyton Sherdan. We played well the second time, and Exira, we just struggled. But I think getting one of those top 5 teams in the conference, beating them would have been a big difference.
1 of 3 of 4 heading into the postseason. What was kind of the mindset heading into that first-round matchup with Glidden-Ralston?
Well, the girls knew it was going to be a tough game, and we're pretty competitive, I would say, between our 2 schools, just because we both had 2 pretty good seniors. We have some good underclassmen, and I think a lot of times we kind of second-guess ourselves when we play a couple teams like Exira and Glidden, and I think they were really ready to go for our first-round game, but like I said, we just missed a few shots that we normally would have made. Like Alea had a few, and Bryn had a few that they both would have normally made. So it comes back to, like, the off season, we really got to work on being consistent scorers.
Coach, it brings me to my next question. I was going to ask you about the offense. Did it grow as much as you wanted it to as this season went on?
Yeah, I definitely think it did. We did a much better job of taking care of the ball. I think the last three or four games we averaged 14 turnovers. Obviously, if we take care of the ball, we have more opportunities to score. So I think as the season progressed, they did a much better job of kind of calming down in the press. And it's really come with the amount of times these girls have played. We have some girls that haven't played varsity before that were playing, and just the game was starting to slow down for them. So offense came easier for them. So like Breeley and Jessica Evans. But offensively, I think just in general, Bryn started to really become a threat at the end. I think at the end of the season, besides our first round game, she was averaging 20 points the last four games. So that made a big difference. And Maya can always score, and Miranda's always a good threat from the short corners. So I think we're just getting more looks and more opportunities because people are going to be able to shoot and be more confident when they shoot next year and as they grew this season.
Only one senior on this year's team, Alea Betts, had a fantastic year for you and really a great career, finishing as one of the top rebounders in Coon Rapids Baird history.
Yeah, she ended up eighth in Coon Rapids Baird history for rebounds. I think she ended up with 409. So she just grew so much. I think one of her big things that I noticed for Alea is the first time I met her when she was a sophomore, and I keep telling this story to people because I think it's a good motivator for our kids, that she told me she could never make free throws. And I laughed at her, and I was like, well, by the time you're a senior, you're going to be able to make free throws. So she was one of those kids that were constantly, she was so consistent coming into the gym. And this year, I think she ended in the top five for free throw percentage. So I think it's kind of funny. I like telling that story to motivate some of the other kids because she's just one of those kids that she said, I can't do this, and ended up being one of the best basketball players we've seen at Coon Rapids Baird. So.
Coach, a lot of youth coming back then. Breeley Clayburgh, also, of course, Maya Leedy, Bryn Bass, Miranda Garcia, Jessica Evans, just some of the kids that saw quite a few minutes this year. The future of this program looks to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, no, and that's what I do post-conferences with all the girls. I met with all of them, post meetings with all the girls. And I've met with all of them, but two of them so far. And that's what a lot of them say. They're like, we're returning everyone. We have big shoes to fill with Alea. We got almost 32 minutes a game to fill. But the girls, I think, are motivated and ready to do that. So they've looked through the conference. They're like, we are returning most of our players compared to a lot of the other teams in our conference who are losing a lot of seniors. So I think we have a lot of good things coming and a lot of good goals that they see and want to achieve.
Coach, what's the off-season plan for you guys?
We're going to do lots of shooting. I have a lot, like with some of our posts, we really just need to work on. Like I said, we're good rebounders, but now we got to be able to finish, get offensive rebounds and be able to put it back up. So working a lot on that. We're going to try and get quite a few scrimmages in. And I actually have hopefully set up Chelsea Poppins from Iowa State is going to come to a camp for a few days at Coon Rapids Baird for our younger kids and our older kids. So lots of things. The kids really want to get in the gym, so that's fun to see.
Absolutely, Coach. Heading in the right direction. We appreciate you joining us here and appreciate everything you did through us, with us and for us all season long, as you always do. So enjoy your off season and looking forward to next year.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Head coach Caitlin McAllister again with the Coon Rapids Baird girls basketball program.